Morning, everybody. It's 3 minutes after nine on March 10th. And welcome to Senate Finance. Purpose of today's meeting is to, we're reconvening after yesterday's recess. I should probably make that official. We're reconvening for the purpose of discussing and adopting, passing out of committee, the Fast Track Supplemental, which is Senate Bill 232. And before we begin our deliberations, I'll welcome Senator Bundy, Senator Stedman, and Co-Chair Green, myself, Senator Wilkin. And let's see, anything to come before us before we consider Fast Track? Senator Green.
I will say that for next week's hearings, we will not be hearing SJR 20, the resolution we heard yesterday. We will not be hearing that this coming week.
Okay. All right. Anything else from the committee? Okay, then let's turn our attention to committee substitute for Senate Bill 232. Senator Green, could I ask you to put on the table version L as our working document, please?
Mr. Chairman, I would move version L as our working document for CS for Senate Bill 232.
Okay. Is there objection? Seeing none, then we'll have that as our working document. And everyone should have a spreadsheet, and it's easier to go down the spreadsheet than it is the bill. So I've got James at the table to help. Don't have the details. We've made a few changes. I think they're fairly straightforward, but let me walk down through it. James, if I don't say it correctly, just raise your hand and clarify what I've said. Let's just walk down the spreadsheet to line number 6, section 1, corrections. There's a change that added some clarifying language having to do with fiscal year 05. Technical only. Any questions? Next is drop down to line 15, section 1, transportation, marine vessel. We've increased by 500,000 over the last couple of days. We've continued to work with the Marine Highway System and tried to refine these numbers, knowing that this is 06 and we still have 07 ahead of us. I think every time we get involved in this, we get a little more comfortable and a little more uncomfortable. So this is very much a work in progress, but this very much will get them to the next budgets that we'll be considering here at this table. So I'd like to thank Senator Stedman and others that have spent some time on this in the last 48 hours to help. Senator Stedman, did you have any comments before we?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a few comments on this issue. Basically, two issues. First, with the budget amendment in front of us, and then second, coming into the 07, but the budget amendment in front of us, the Marine Highway System, in essence, is virtually out of cash. They don't have the Marine Highway Fund to fall back on like they did historically to help them work through some of these types of situations. And this increment, although not as much as they would have liked, it still does help get them into the middle of May and preferably into the third week in May before the next bill kicks in. Now, what I'd like the Marine Highway System to do, Mr. Chairman, is bring to the committee members, not in front of the full committee, but the committee members every 2 weeks are cash flow updates. They made a little cash flow statement so we can better keep an eye on this situation as we work forward because it's so vital.
Let me interrupt for a second. Mr. McKinnon, could you join us at the table, please? John?
So it's so vital to the coastal communities of Alaska.
Just a second, Senator Stedman. Could you just, Senator Stedman's got some specific things that he would like to have helped this committee as we move on to the 07 budget discussion. So I wonder if you could just take your pencil out there and just write down his requests. And any comments on them right now, please do. And if not, circle back to us. So, Senator Stedman, you just asked, where would you start again?
I'll back up a little bit. When the request hit the table here, the supplemental, and it was for fuel increases, and we all recognize there's been substantial fuel cost increases, and there's consumption within the industry increase also within the Marine Highway Department. But I wasn't aware of the cash flow position of the Marine Highway was as tight as it was. I called over and requested that they bring to my office a week-by-week cash flow projection from now until the end of June. The concern is that we keep, you know, the system in operation. And what I'd like to do is have that updated every couple of weeks, every 2 weeks, because I think payroll's every 2 weeks. I want to keep an eye on that. And then we'll work through at the next, at the slow track supplemental, your next request. Mm-hmm. Now, when we go to the 07 budget, I've been told that the Marine Highway System now has the ability to produce an independent balance sheet with their upgraded accounting system. And what I would like to do, at your convenience, of course, sooner than later, is have that those documents printed out so the members could have a set of those. And I'd like to take, at that time, I'll look at the format, but eventually what I'd like to see is line itemed by boat. I'd also like to have included in there the uplands so we can see. The goal is for us to, when we sit down at this table, to be able to look at the Marine Highway System as an enterprise fund, just like if it's the local water utility. And I think there's some danger in not doing so in that we don't see the full impact of changes within the system as we try to decrease the general fund subsidy instead of having it increase. And again, nobody expects it to run at a profit, so we're not trying to drive it to zero. But there should be a balance sheet, an income statement, and a statement of cash flows. I would also like to have the department produce a monthly cash flow analysis for FY07. The concern is that the budget that's presented, modified, and then adopted is capable at whatever level of service that the legislature decides is adequate, is capable of being delivered. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I'm sure there will be footnotes on fuel consumption and fuel prices, and we went over that last year at the table, the $1.17 or $1.18 a gallon, and then that was pushed up to $1.46 or something, and that still left, you know, a substantial shortfall. And I recognize predicting fuel costs is not easy, so we don't expect you to get right on, but my concern is that we don't adopt budgets that would put the department in the position of being unable to deliver through the calendar year or the fiscal year. And again, coming back to the situation at hand, it does concern me when the cash position is at this level. Now, in the FY07 budget, that might be something that should be a policy discussion here. What, if any, cash operating position do we want the Marine Highway in at the end of any given fiscal year? Because I would like to see, as a general rule, not only with the Marine Highway System, but with all the departments, to have substantially smaller supplemental budgets than we do today, which are huge. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I do appreciate the help that the legislature is coming forward with to help the Marine Highway System on their fuel costs. And I do appreciate the $500,000 increase that's added to the table today. But it is a transportation system that affects the interior, Anchorage and Fairbanks, looking at the ridership numbers along with the coastal communities. And it's the intent, is my understanding, is the intent is to, over the interim and into the next legislative session, to be able to have this type of information put together to the members So when we sit down here next January, we can have some meetings on the marine highway system, so we don't, at least we lower the probability of facing these situations. And also, we'll have to have a discussion on the marine highway, the two fast ferries, in more detail as far as their capabilities, what was promised to be delivered, you know, and what kind of schedules do we want them to run. There's a lot of concern across the state when we spend this amount of capital on vessels that we, you know, we get what we thought we were getting. And I guess we'll deal with that debate next year. But clearly, in that, I'm definitely interested in the sea state conditions that those ships are able to run in versus what we're specced out and what we thought as the purchaser we were going to buy. That, Mr. Chairman, we'll get back on to the business at hand.
Yep. Thank you, Senator Stedman, for your guidance in trying to get us to where we are today. And Mr. McKinnon, I think it's important just to tell you a story, and if you'd take this story back to the commissioner and to Deputy Director Taylor. I had the sense after sitting through what we went through last week and just the general discussion in this building about the marine highway system, that it is at a turning point. We do need to decide what to do with seven different variables, most of which aren't very good. So I had the sense, and I suggested to my colleagues here, I said, why don't we just assign this to a subcommittee, knowing that we could just pawn this off on Bert and Senator Stedman. And the people I met with, these people, and the majority leader said, you know, we really need to keep our fingers in this, and we really need, as a caucus, as a group, to understand what's going on with Marine Highway. So we're not going to do that. We're going to, at least on this side of the legislative body, the Senate is going to take this on as a Senate issue, a Senate finance issue. And Senator Stedman's been good enough to start us down that track to monitor. And hopefully, with federal money and our money and the people's money that is putting it in the cash box, we'll have a better ferry system 5 years from now. And so that's our offer to you to help. We're going to do it as a group. We expect to know what's happening, why, and how we're doing business to make it better. And so that's the story and the message to you that we've agreed on, somewhat informally, but I think from what everybody said, that's exactly what we need to do, because that's important. So anything else from this particular item? Okay. John, anything from you?
Well, for the record.
Yeah, would you just identify yourself?
Yeah, John McKinnon, Deputy Commissioner of Transportation. For highways and public facilities.
I know, but I was looking around for that. They're avoiding us this morning.
Actually, I will take the message back, and I did take very good notes from what Senator Stedman said, so I will confirm very soon that this is what he wants and you folks want.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thank you, John. This fell under as other duties assigned.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else on line number 14 or 15? Okay, then let's move to 16. This has to do with the voice over internet protocol VoIP. And this is, we had it at originally 5 million, went to 1 million, is now back to 4 million. This is one of those you pay it now or you pay it later. So this is the start of a investment of some $22 million over the next 3 years to converge our technologies into one pipe, so to speak. And this will allow them to invest monies needed now for further the discussions in the 07 budget. Senator Stedman?
Or just if we could, Mr. Chairman, just get a little elaboration on the language section on line 5, directing the legislature or the administration by the legislature to look at the potential purchase of a vacant Valley Hospital building. I don't know anything about that, and I just was wondering if we can get a little bit of information as well.
Yeah, if I could just keep marching down through the spreadsheet.
Sure.
That's right at the end.
Okay.
Oh, I see. You've got it. Okay, I've got it at the end, and you've got it. Does your spreadsheet show that?
No.
Yeah, I've got it at at the very end of mine, I wrote it in. So, you want to do that now, or we can do it later?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's just do it. I want to keep going down through my spreadsheet. On voiceover internet, anything on that? Okay. Let's see. Next is Arctic Winter Games, line 17, section 5, funding for Arctic Winter Games. That just was an effective date removal. Senator Bundy, huh?
Mr. Chairman, I have to observe that this money goes to an area of the state where I hear most frequently that there's too much state spending, and there's too much government. Ed Martin Sr. and company would be really unhappy with this. And so, Mr. Chairman, I would like to know how I might change a funding source for this.
You can change a funding source by an amendment.
I can.
Or anything else you'd like
well,
to do?
Well, I propose a conceptual amendment that the Arctic Winter Game funding come from the earnings reserve of the permanent fund.
Okay. And I'd object to that amendment, but certainly for discussions, Senator Bundy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there's been frequent discussion that this supposed surplus of $1.2 billion should be saved. And I'm attempting to save that by using another source of revenue, or perhaps even find out if they're very serious about wanting to have this. And if this is important to them, I suppose they will go to extreme measures and accept this source of funding.
Okay, thank you, Senator Bundy. Other discussion on the motion for a fund source change? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Bundy?
Yes.
Senator Dyson? Senator Hoffman? Senator Olson? Senator Green?
No.
Senator Wilkins?
No. Motion fails 1-3.
Then, Mr. Chairman, so, I'd move to delete this item from the Fast Tax Supplemental.
Okay. Object to that motion. Discussion? Same discussion?
Same discussion.
Okay. Any other discussion on motion amendment number 2, conceptual amendment number 2? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Senator Olson? Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Bundy?
Yes.
Senator Dyson? Senator Hoffman? Senator Green?
Yes.
Senator Wilkins?
No. Okay, thank you. All right, other discussion on Arctic Winter Games, line 17, section 5. Oh. Senator Stedman?
Although the previous amendments didn't work the way the sponsor had hoped, I think the point, the point being made is an important point, that we have, at this time, budget surpluses. And there are citizens of the state that want us to save these budget surpluses. But some of those citizens want us to save as long as it's not something that affects them. So I happen to agree that we need to push more towards savings, and I agree with Senator Bundy on his philosophical opinion there.
Yeah, okay. I think we're going to have that discussion it's stable for the next 3 weeks, so which is,
if I might,
which we should be doing. Senator Bundy?
Obviously, I didn't expect either of those amendments to pass, but I think we ought to put on the record that there are always a great many wants. There are some needs that we need to fund, and the general public has to, I think, be, as Senator Stedman said, willing to accept the notion that if they want reductions in state spending, they have to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem, and have some understanding, I think, of at some of us, the level of frustration that comes from the inconsistency of the notion of Chilkoot Charlie. You cut the other fellow and pass the savings on to me. No, we all have to be part of the solution, or we are indeed part of the problem. Yep. Thank you.
Well put, Senator Bundy. And, anything else on Section 5 Commerce, Arctic Winter Games? Okay. Let's see, move to line 19, Section 7. These have to do with schools. This adds the White Mountain School, and Eddie Jeans is here to help us with that. Eddie, if you'd join us. You have a white paper in your packet that talks a little bit about it. So, Eddie, if you would just, I think it's pretty straightforward. I'd like to talk about the insurance component that But other than that, why don't you just briefly walk us through, and then we'll have questions and answers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Eddie Jeans. I'm the Director of School Finance for the Department of Education and Early Development. Mr. Chairman, this item before you is a replacement school for the White Mountain community. I had a little trouble calling it a white paper, so I called it a briefing paper, white paper for White Mountain. Mr. Chairman, currently in White Mountain, there are three buildings, a high school, an elementary school, and a gymnasium. The high school and elementary school were both over 70 years old and have been on our list for replacement. They're also would be moved about a mile and a half from where the existing facilities are, away from the river, because the banks are eroding and it's not safe to continue to build there. Mr. Chairman, as you know, in February 15th, the high school, middle school burned to the ground. And that building was insured, and it's insured for $1.8 million approximately. I think where we're going to go with that is you're probably going to ask me, should we reduce this amount by the 1.8 in insurance proceeds? And Mr. Chairman, I would recommend that at this point that we keep the full amount that has been recommended by the department to build the K-12 replacement in this request. The department has had experience with this type of situation in the past, and what we do is we write into the grant agreement that the district has to aggressively go after those insurance proceeds, and those will be returned to the state once they're collected. But my fear is that they will not be collected in a timely manner to allow the construction of the facility in the year and a half that we're shooting for by getting this fast track supplemental.
Okay, thank you. Questions of Eddie? Senator Bundy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Eddie, what will be the cost to the state for the time value of the money while we're trying to collect it? If we had the insurance today versus what we'd lose in interest if over however many years it's going to be to collect that money. Do you have any idea?
Through the chairman, Senator Bundy, I'm not sure that it's going to take years to collect this. It's strictly a timing issue, and we need to get this project going this spring.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, if my opinion. And so when we do collect it, there'll still be some $9 million that will go into the construction of the school. Is that about right?
Through the chairman, that would be correct.
Yeah. And the people in White Mountain, do they make any local contribution to support their schools?
Through the chairman, Senator Bundy, the White Mountain is part of the Bering Strait Regional Education Attendance Area, and under the capital projects, they're required to contribute 2% to their capital projects.
Thank you.
Other questions of Mr. Jeans? Senator Green?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure who to direct this question to, and Eddie may be the point person, but can you tell me why we don't have in place replacement value insurance versus what is obviously the true value of the existing structure?
Through the chair, Senator Green, they are supposed to have replacement insurance, but you have to remember that this building is 70 years old. It's a wood building that burned to the ground, and the replacement value that was placed on it was $1.8 million.
Well, then, that's not my understanding of replacement value. Replacement value would be today's price for a comparable size building, not the value of the wood and the structure. Maybe I've got it wrong.
Through the chair, Senator Green, the request that's before you is to build a brand new K-12 facility, mm-hmm. not to simply replace the building that burned down.
So we have a difference in what is replacement value. Why don't I suggest this? As you know, Senator Green, we're doing some work with risk management.
Thank you.
Why don't I ask James to add that to the list of questions that we're dealing with when we're talking with the risk management folks. James, would you chase that and come back with the definition of replacement value and whether it's replacing the existing 70-year-old structure or it's a brand-new structure. How do we do that? So, okay, James? Get there. Okay. Senator Stedman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to know the capacity of the schoolhouse that burnt down and the capacity changes of the proposed new school, if there is a difference, and just so we kind of get an idea of size and scale.
Eddie?
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, the students that were being served at the high school that burned down was 30 students. The replacement school will be serving 54 to 60 students.
It's a consolidation.
It's
of
a consolidation of
15,000 square feet to 17,000 square feet
that they're eligible for under the current space guidelines.
Okay. And this was on the capital improvement school construction grant fund was number 11, and so it's been through your vetting process.
Mr. Chairman, I failed to mention that this school did receive planning and design money in the 2002 state GO bonds. So the replacement school has been designed at this point, and they're ready to go if we can get the appropriation for the construction.
Yeah, thank you. I meant to mention that also. Thank you. Senator Seven, did that answer your question?
Yes, I assume that consolidation, we're going to fill those chairs up.
Yeah, if I remember right, well, Eddie, they're doing business in three different locations now, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, they had the elementary school, the high school, and then a separate facility that's the gymnasium that was built, I believe, in 1982. This project would consolidate all three facilities into one facility, and it will also, as I mentioned, move it about a mile and a half from the bank of the river that where the existing buildings are sitting right on the bank.
Okay. All right, other questions? Let's go back to the insurance issue. So are you saying that if we make it a $9.3 million appropriation, expecting that we'll get a $1.8 million return from the insurance company, that the project won't be able to march forward in the approval of this bill?
Mr. Chairman, what I'm saying is that the cost of the project is the $10.1 million.
Yes.
The district's ready to go to bid with that. If you appropriate something less than that 10.1, then it wouldn't be very prudent on their part to move forward with a bid when they only have $9.5 million or $8.5 million. We will aggressively go after that insurance money. We will write it into the contract. It will be part of the grant agreement when the appropriation's made.
Okay. So there will be some motivation for someone to chase the insurance money, and that'll be part of the agreement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that money comes back to the building, the general fund, or to where does it?
Mr. Chairman, it will come back to the state and be appropriated or deposited back to the state general fund.
In the general fund. Okay. All right. And we'll be able to, well, okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I should say that that's assuming that the appropriation comes from the general fund. We would put the money back to wherever the funding source came from.
All right. Okay. Other discussions on White Mountain? All right. Thanks, Eddie, for joining
us this
morning. Okay. Let's see. Next school, Senator Huggins, would you join us, please? As you know, last August, we had quickly put upon us a problem with the Matsu High School, Susitna Valley High School roof. And we had added to the supplemental a 70% funding for that. Senator Huggins, would you just walk us through maybe a chronology and any background on this request?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Charlie Huggins, Senate District H, Matsu. Number one, for those of you that probably seen these floating around, that's about Sioux Valley. I have my own postcard that local communities developed. I think Bert's seen a few of those. But in any event, Sioux Valley High School, which has approximately 200 students, which is actually a junior-senior high school, geographically, if you're headed up towards Denali Park, right where you'd make the cutoff to go to Talkeetna on your left-hand side is where the school sits. Presently this year, the school is operating under a waiver from the state fire marshal because of the roof. The roof doesn't meet even 50% of the load-bearing capacity it's supposed to have, which is 120 pounds per square foot. As you know, it's a high snowfall area, and to be able to get that waiver, presently we have people that station themselves on the roof in the time of snow to shovel the snow off and any other means that are available to make that work. And being that the total cost to replace the roof is 5.5, and understanding the spirit in which this body has operated, that the 70-30 model, I think we're most comfortable with. That's what the number that we're asking for in this case. Now, what does that do? Being in the supplemental, it essentially allows an acceleration of construction, which is a major cost savings mechanism. If construction happened later, it would take upwards of 14 portables, which is over $1 million. That's an hour plus by 65 mile an hour travel if you're moving a portable or going to construct it up there. A lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of work crews. This would reduce that significantly. Construction start in May. By the Christmas time frame, the students being able to go back in total into the school. And quite frankly, if we start in May, June time frame, then some of the school can be used when the school actually opens, which really reduces the number of portables required. Now, if you go even further back, as you know, we approved last year a debt bond reimbursement for $40 million for Mat-Su. This discovery happened after that debt bond reimbursement package. In about August last year, it erupted, very emotional. The school district said, let's close the school. After a lot of consultation, the state fire marshal granting the waiver. Insurance was a major dilemma, and you just got through talking about insurance. You know the difficulty of a roof that doesn't meet specifications to be able to maintain insurance, what that really means. So in this case, we can save money by virtue of accelerating the construction, number one. Number two, it is under the 70-30 model, participation by the borough in the 70-30 proposition. And my final reminder to us is that in my professional estimation and some of the local people, that we will not be able to get another year's waiver out of fire marshal based on what it took last year. So it really falls into the category of an emergency. It's a significant amount of money, but it's one of those things that it appears it will extend the life of the school about 30 years. It's a school that has been had stages of development over the years, but right now the estimation with new roof will add a life of about 30 years to the building. Okay. And Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Questions of Senator Huggins? Yeah. Senator Bundy?
Just a comment that, of course, these folks realize that there are some state spending that's good, and the fact that they are willing to do a local contribution weighs in my decision to support this.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator Bundy.
Yeah. Senator Stebbin?
So I'd like to also make a brief comment on this. I think there's times when the state has to come forward with these type of appropriations, and it's nice to see that the community is coming forward for their 70-30 split, because we've got the obligation of education. But I would like to ask the Department of Education to check into the Schoenbar School in Ketchikan that's been under construction, and it's over a year overdue. The children in that community are in a mall. Some of them have spent their entire middle school in and out of the mall, and you know, seeing how the state is responsible ultimately for the education of our kids, I think that maybe not at a meeting, but in our offices, a briefing on that particular school and the situation as they see it. If I could, Mr. Chairman.
And I think Eddie left, but we'll follow up. What was the name of the school?
Schoenbar.
Schoenbar
in Ketchikan?
Schoenbar.
You will become very familiar with that, Mr. Chairman, probably more than you'd like in the future.
Great.
Construction problems and construction okay. overruns, and but the bottom line is that the kids do not have a school to be in. haven't had for several years. And at some point, some decisions are going to have to be made to get those kids back into a schoolroom and out of the mall.
James, would you make a note, and we'll ask DED to bring us up to date on Schoenbach School.
It's a good school. I went there.
It is an old school. Okay.
Does it need a new roof?
Okay, anything else, Senator Huggins?
No, thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Huggins, for bringing that to us and explaining it, and of course, for the community to pick up their share, too. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
And it's a great reason to have it in the fast track.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bundy?
Having lived in Ketchikan, I'm very tempted to ask Senator Stedman, is the construction delay, or they're simply waiting for it to stop raining so they can go to work?
Senator Bundy? Let's see. Okay, that takes care of education. Next is line 21, fuel and utility costs. We added in DEC, as we talked about the other day, and then made some technical adjustments to allow them to distribute the monies as they see fit. I think there's any questions there. Second page, drop down to line 30. Pardon me.
Mr. Chairman, before we go beyond line 22, I simply have to point out again that in this line, we are funding $250,000 to give to a person who killed his own father and sued the state over it. And I just continue to just, I understand now why there are some people who think the state is not to be trusted.
Thank you, Senator Bundy. Now to page 2, just drop down to line 32. This is the funding of the voice over internet. It's the match to the line we talked about before. Then down to line 36, the lapse sections make some technical changes and lapses. Anything, James, there that's significant?
No.
Okay. And then back to, and I'm sorry, it should have been on the spreadsheet. That was my error. Page 7, line 4 in the bill. We have an opportunity because of the new valley. Senator Green, if I say this wrong, just let me know. We have an opportunity because of the new regional medical center in Palmer. The old hospital sits right next to our courthouse, and there's an opportunity to buy that building at a very good price. But we need a placeholder so that the owner of the current owner of the hospital can say the state is investigating purchase, and this language allows Alaska Housing Finance to do that. Senator Green, did I come pretty close?
You did a very good job. As you'll notice, this is neither an appropriation nor approval.
Yes.
This is language that says they may investigate and that it's at our instruction and that no agency or department or division of the state is just going off and buying buildings and or investigating buying buildings, because this will come before us.
It's such a good match if it does come together to have the courthouse and all the people that support the courthouse share a common parking lot, and a sky bridge will bring those buildings together if it works out. So, Senator Stedman?
Yes, I'd just like to add, I think a few weeks ago we were talking about expansion of the courthouse in the area, and one of the bills yesterday in the department's subcommittee budget, I was speaking to them on that very subject. So this appears to be a fit within, you know, the long-term goals up there of trying to take care of the cramped courthouse space within that area.
Just as an addition, an aside, and people may have already heard this, but the currently proposed addition of two courtrooms in the Palmer courthouse maxes out that building. There can be no further additions, and the parking lot will not even hold what's there. And the hospital grant is contiguous, and it's a perfect match. So if we can make it work, and all the building gets approved for retrofit and can be used, then it's a good fit. If it doesn't, then we will not go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Green. Other questions on that? Okay. Let's see. That's the end of my. We did have one amendment that I was going to offer. It has to do with Army guard facilities, John, you don't need to come up, but it was for 7,800 dollars, and the amendment was to take that to $7,750, just to make sure that we got our $50 for the cell phone infraction. But I know that you'll try to eke that out of the budget and make sure it gets back up into that thing, so we won't need the amendment. Would that be all right?
For the record, my name is John Kramer. I'm Admin Service Director for Military and Veterans Affairs. To the Chairman, yes, sir.
Thank you. $50 here and $50 there, and pretty soon we can fund the Marine Highway System.
It has a...
All right. Is there anything else from anybody on this? Anything from folks that have stayed with us here for a few days on the fast track that would like closing comments? Okay. There's no further amendments. Senator Stedman?
I've got a comment before you adjourn.
Senator Stedman.
I just want to announce that the subcommittee for the university is going to meet.
Senator Stedman, could I ask you to do that after we pass the bill?
Oh, sure. I'm just all gung-ho, you know.
Yeah, boy, you are. I'm supposed to be going home this weekend. Okay. Let's see. In regard to Senate Bill 232, Senator Green, motion, please.
I would move Senate Bill 232, finance from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 232 from committee? Seeing none, it passes in committee, and I thank everybody for their hard work on our first appropriation bill. There's more to come. So, with that, Senator Stedman, an announcement?
Yes, the university subcommittee will meet in this room at 10:15 on Wednesday. It's naturally a committee of the whole, so I'll make sure that the other finance members are notified, okay. And I'll get with the chairman here before the meeting.
All right. Thank you. Any other business to come before the committee? Senator Green?
We have a brief at ease.
Sanity. Please come back to order. Senator Green, announcement?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I would like to announce that the meeting scheduled for Monday morning at 9 a.m. with DOT and folks from Washington, D.C. is canceled until further notice.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.